It's All Things Considered on Michigan Radio. I'm Jennifer White.
I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
The city of Detroit is engaged in hearings to decide whether the city is eligible for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection. In the meantime, the city will elect a new mayor next Tuesday. Voters will also decide who will serve on the city council, voting this time by city district. Joining us now are Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Let's start with the mayoral race. Voters will choose between Benny Napoleon, Wayne County Sheriff and former Chief of Detroit's Police Force, and Mike Duggan, former President and CEO of the Detroit Medical Center. Ken, in debates and interviews, both candidates are careful about distancing themselves from Governor Snyder and Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr. But if you look at how current Mayor Dave Bing has been largely sidelined since Kevin Orr came in, what is the next mayor's role going to look like?
Well, you not only have this impending election in Detroit, but you also have another election that's going to be very important to the future of that city, and that's the elections a year from now in November of 2014. Governor Snyder's running for re-election. The entire legislature is up. Now, let's just assume for the sake of argument, and hypothetically, that Republicans keep control in Lansing. Governor Snyder gets re-elected. House and Senate keep Republican majorities, and you now have a dynamic where the mayor of the city of Detroit in a post bankruptcy future has to work with a Republican governor and a Republican legislature. And that has its own dynamic, I think. The governor has to work closely with the mayor of Detroit. The legislature is somewhat of a different story, because if Republicans keep control, I think you're going to have, you know, most Republicans are elected from outstate Michigan or suburban southeast Michigan, not from the city of Detroit, obviously. And their attitude about the city, I wouldn't call it an attitude of indifference, but they're pretty far removed from Detroit and its problems. And they're going to, I think, look at, okay, what happens after bankruptcy? And what is the new mayor? Is it going to be kind of a new post-bankruptcy leadership that isn't like the past, or is it going to be a replay of the past?
Susan, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that we can make a pretty good guess that Mike Duggan will be the next mayor, and he certainly expressed more willingness to work with the Snyder administration and folks in Lansing than Benny Napoleon has. That said, you know, there will still be tension there. Certainly, someone like Mike Duggan, who has run the Detroit Medical Center, isn't used to taking a back seat to anyone. And frankly, that is his role, as long as an emergency manager is still there. But I believe Ken is right that, you know, we have to be looking ahead to this 2014 election when there is potential for turnover, you know, especially at the governor's level. And certainly Mark Schauer, the likely Democratic nominee, will take a very different approach to Detroit. He doesn't support the M, and that could change this process going forward quite a bit.
If Detroit voters elect Mike Duggan, he would be the first white mayor in however many decades, does that say anything about Detroit? Does it have any historical significance, Ken?
I think if that happens, I think the attitude of a lot of people from that are not in the city of Detroit, including public officials, is going to be one of, well, it looks like Detroit is willing to change. I think that's going to be the sort of message that is delivered outstate, if that's in fact what happens.
He also comes from a business background, which is very heartening to especially Republicans outstate who have long felt that Detroit needs somebody who has more business savvy. And current Mayor Dave Bing never lived up to expectations on that front. So I think, you know, Duggan, to be honest, has a reputation as being a pseudo-Republican with some set. And given the fact that there is Republican leadership in Lansing, that is not perceived as a bad thing.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.